You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
So no album from him in 99, but we've got some guest appearances. So I'm trying to think if there's anything that's really sticks out. Oh yeah. The record with Pharaoh Monch off of Internal Affairs.
Ooh, that was
it was such a Busta Rhymes record.
Right.
It's called The Next Ish.
The Next Ish, yeah.
What's amazing is that was produced by Pharaoh Monch and Pharaoh Monch's guy who produces like half the stuff on here.
So,
because when you hear that, like now I would think I would go back and go, oh, that must have been one of Busta's producers.
Yeah.
Man, that Pharaoh Monch album.
I was going to say, like, do a raucous retro, at least from like 97 to 2000.
Behind closed doors.
Queens?
No Mercy. My favorite story about No Mercy is that it was supposed to be for Prodigy.
I'm so glad that didn't happen.
That's
no slander because this is 99 2000
right,
Prodigy.
Right.
Who's nothing to shake a stick at. But Pharaoh and MOP.
I know. They destroy this. Destroy it. But yeah, The Light is actually really dope.
The Light is dope. Again,
The Truth. Yeah, there's a lot of records on it.
Oh, The Truth. Oh, God. I heard that record recently. I heard it when we were coming back from the Happy People show. Oh, The Truth. Oh, my God. I used to be in love with that record. Simon Says.
No, Simon Says is a classic.
Simon Says, like, I think that record gets understated in the grand scheme of things.
You know, it's funny. It's because they can't play it anymore.
Yeah.
Because of sample clearances.
Yeah.
How did they not clear that sample? I don't understand. It was only the title. It was only the big single from the album, but it's credited. But then now it's not for you can't get it anymore. Yeah. So it's like disappeared.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does. All right. What else did Busta do in '99? That was really great. I mean, he was on. Speaking of posse cuts, Puffy's Reverse. Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dangerous MCs. That's not really that great. Right. So that takes us to 2000, Busta mm-hmm. Rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
So we get Anarchy. Before we get Anarchy, we've got some interesting records.
Okay.
I want to talk about his guest appearances because he's actually got some good ones in 2000.
Okay.
The Monument.
What's The Monument?
Wu-Tang. Off the W.
Oh, the W. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember what that song sounded like. I'm not going to lie.
You should play that real quick because that beat is incredible. It changes kind of pace and kind of... I mean, a lot of RZA beats did that. In
just listening to a lot. I was on Periscope listening to Wu-Tang last week and we didn't...
Oh, The Monument is incredible.
All right, hold on. I'm getting... Give me one second. We're playing Gravel Pit. We went into the W. We played Gravel Pit. We played...
You played Gravel Pit? You didn't play... All right, anyway.
I mean, because we were laughing that like... A lot of girls that I know like that record. I'm like just imagining that record getting played in the club. It's just hilarious. Here we go. W. Hollow. Oh my God. Hollow.
I know.
All right, hold on. How this sounds.
This song is incredible.
Sounds like a Doc V.
Stop it. Historical and monumental
shit. Yes. Yeah, it sounds like a Doc B.
I love that record.
And that's why. you love Kanye the way Kanye loves Kanye. You love Doc the way Kanye loves Kanye.
Somebody should be like, I wish I could love somebody the way that Doc loves 90s and early 2000s RZA. God. Do you remember? You know what's an underrated record is I See Y'all. De La Soul.
I don't. You know what? Is this the
Mosaic
AOI
Thump?
Era?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I completely skipped that. The only AOI records that I remember. I remember Ooh, but I don't really like Ooh.
Oh, I like Ooh.
I loved Trying People. Love that record.
No, but Mosaic Thump has what's the go? Oh, yeah, I See Y'all's. I like that one. Ooh's great. Nope.
Any of these.
Oh, Copacabana is actually funny. Man, you never heard? You never heard "I See Y'all"? It's got a dope Rock Wilder beat.
2000s Rock Wilder. I believe.
All right. So he's got that. What else? Oh,
I forgot he did the record with Jim Carrey.
Back when you could just put 2000 at the end of everything.
Right. Put Y2K.
That's it. Kairos 2 is now Kairos 2000.
Yes. I actually have a really good idea. I'm going to tell you offline about some side stuff that I want to do with Kairos. And it just reminded me because it's something in that
band. We need to cook up a late 90s sounding beat called Kairos 2000.
Listen. Stop giving away all the secrets.
I'm coming up with this off the top of my head, okay?
I know. Move on because we might actually use it.
Okay. Fright Night. Oh, that's the...
Woo! Fright Night. I used to love that record.
Has not held up at all.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, I have to play that because that is vintage Swiss Beats.
Go ahead.
It's hilarious. I feel like we did, and we made fun of this, and I'm just gonna do it again.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Can I have everybody's attention, please? So humorous. We laugh.
So humorous. Who's in the background? Oh, this used to be so hard. Hold on.
What? Somebody who's listening, I need you to give us a Swiss beat like that kind of beat.
And yeah, so I
Armand will be all over that.
beatsforwakeup@gmail.com. Send me some Swizzery and there's a really good chance you'll make that
one. Now you got to be careful because we're about to hear a lot of fake Swizzery.
Yes, we are.
And there's a thin line between the authentic "I've got seven keyboards in a semicircle" and "I'm pretending to have seven keyboards in a semicircle." All right.
Oh, I got a headache.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
What's that?
Is the Flimmode Squad album from 98.
Yeah, can we go back to that?
There's only two songs you need to talk about on there.
Okay.
But we could we need to talk about the two singles.
Yeah.
But speaking of bad Swizzery, he gave them a beat on a song called "Run for Cover" that is completely awful.
Hold on, I forgot what "Run for Cover" sounded like just that quick. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, I used to love this record. No, stop it.
I love that record. It
sounds like something that Jadakiss just heard and like tossed the CD into a closet and was like, yeah, I'm gonna use that someday.
Yeah, it totally sounds like 98 Locks. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a 98 Locks leftover.
I'll say this though, the production on this album is consistently solid.
There's a lot of DJ Scratch.
Yeah, there's a lot of dope beats on here. It's just Flipmode Squad is just
There's two the singles from here. A bunch of
ruffians.
Well, everybody on the line outside.
Dope.
Is really good.
Dope. I remember the video. They were like doing the bull.
Yeah.
Matador thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody on the line outside. It's fantastic.
Really dope record. What's the other single?
Cha cha cha.
Oh, that record was hard too. Yeah.
Total joke now, but like
it is.
It totally worked.
Yes, it did. Now, yeah, I highly recommend a lot of people, if you like early Busta Rhymes, 98, 99, sort of like prime Busta, at least skim through the Imperial album just for some of the beats. Because the beats are pretty dope consistently. I don't know if you can get through the whole song because, I mean, Spliff Star, Rampage, and Baby Sham, there's just a lot of struggle bars, a lot.
Yeah, poor Rod Digger.
Poor Rod Digger. She is carrying the lion's share on this album, I tell you. Because Rod always like, whatever, I don't want to get into Rod Digger.
Oh, right. Dirty Harriet.
Yeah, Dirty Harriet. Yep.
You know, that album just came out at the wrong time.
It did.
I'm trying to remember what was... I didn't re-listen to it for this because this wasn't like a Flipmode retro, but I'm trying to remember what really worked off that.
The Imperial was the single
with Busta, but that's a DJ DJ Shock.
Yeah.
What do I remember?
I'm trying to go.
I think I remember Break Fool, the Rock Wilder record.
Oh, tight.
Oh, tight. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tight worked.
Tight worked.
Wait, she really had a record called Harriet Thugman? Produced by Busta Rhymes? Oh, my goodness.
Let's hear it.
2000 is the best.
That sounds like a Busta Rhymes beat. Hold on. I'm running that back. Hold on.
He was banging on the keyboard.
No.
She had a record with Eve and Sonya Blade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember Sonya Blade? She had that premiere.
Remember the name?
Yeah.
Oh, see, the Primo record on here wasn't good. Lessons of Today.
Yeah, it was mad eye.
Yeah.
It was super eye. Everything else
There's a lot of knots on here, though, so maybe it's not that bad.
Yeah, maybe there needs to, maybe we need to run through that. We won't do it now, but.
No, yeah. It's poor Rod Digga.
Yeah, man. Poor Rod Digga.
So, anything else you want to say about that Flip Mode Squad album?
Nah.
All right.
Nope.
Can we move on to Anarchy?
Yes, we can.
All right. So, boy, Anarchy. My recollection is that this album was awful. That's what I remembered going into this. What did you remember going into this?
That this was neck and neck with ELE for my favorite Busta Rhymes album.
Oh boy.
It was one of those albums I bought it and I didn't realize that I think what made me like it so much was that I didn't think I was gonna like it as much as I did because I wasn't a fan of the singles. I didn't like Get Out.
Yeah, the singles, well, we're gonna talk about the singles here. This has got to be the weakest collection of Busta Rhymes singles.
Mm-hmm.
Unquestionably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agreed.
That being said, so for what I said before about how he picks Dilla beats that aren't that great, I like the beat to Enjoy the Ride. I just don't think it's a Busta Rhymes record.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know what Swiss thought he was doing on We Put It Down for Y'all. But it's like a synth trying to replicate an animal dying.
Oh, God.
And then played backwards. Like, I honestly, it's terrible.
Oh, God.
You know, play it for a second.
I'm about to. I'm pulling up Busta Rhymes stuff right now. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I still have that Swiss beat from the Flip Mode Squad album stuck in my head. Dun, 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 dun. all right, we put it down for y'all. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Let me say this. In 2000?
No.
This record was stupid.
No.
Yes.
I hated this as soon as I heard it in 2000.
Of course you did. Sit up, synth in reverse.
It is. It's like... That's so bad. That's awful.
I always wonder like what my dad would think when he would just hear stuff like this blaring out of my room.
He walks past it, he hears what sounds like an animal dying, and then we'd be like tic-tac-toe, and he's like, that's it, I'm done with these kids.
I should have sat down and had a conversation. We put them onto some game. I never forget the day my dad bought me the infamous. He bought me the tape because the tape had Up North Trip on it as a bonus record. So he bought me the tape and we're listening to the album and he is just utterly confused. Like what? Now, my dad's a West Coast guy. So my DJ Quick, NWA, Def Row, all that is him because he's a Parliament Funkadelic fan as a kid.
Oh, right.
So that's all him. So that's where I get my West Coast from. But like when I really, really got into East Coast and the Infamous was one of the albums that really like solidified my Tim's in backpackery, like he felt like I looked in his eyes and he just looked like he failed as a father.
If that didn't do it, We Put It Down for Y'all might have.
Or when I made him go to the store and get and buy the Sprung soundtrack. Just because it had Who You With on it. Terrible. Nah, We Put It Down for Y'all.
Now, speaking of imitation Swiss beats.
Yes.
Oh, Just Blaze.
Oh, man.
He Busta tries so hard to make Street-ish sound epic.
He does.
He's like hyping up that intro.
Yeah.
But
that's not a very... I used to like it in 2000.
No, it's terrible.
It's really, really bad now.
What else is notable on here?
Show Me What You Got is one of my favorite Dilla beats ever.
Really?
Yeah. That Stereolab sample is unreal.
Yep. We didn't even talk about Fire.
That was the record I was talking about that is like all flow. He is saying absolutely nothing on this record because the record is loud. The beat is loud.
Well, he produced it.
The hook is loud. Oh, he did.
He produces. He starts producing a little bit more and more.
Listen. So remember the infamous Busta Rhymes and Timbaland video where he accidentally finds the sound?
Yes.
That's what I feel like all his production is. He's just hitting stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a Diana Ross sample. And, you know, he's got it chopped. And he's just, you know.
Oh, God. Oof.
No, Fire. And then the video.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah, wasn't that like some like apocalyptic? Like
there was like tornadoes. And then he's in this. He does a costume change after the video. It's great. He's in this. It looks like a leather, all leather, like onesie kind of, but
yeah,
it's got flames on it.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like a really bad Batman villain.
He said a leather
onesie,
leather onesie with flames on it. God, Doc.
Can we talk about Get Out though?
No, do we have to?
I know. So Knott's tried to do his little thing here, but like Jay did it twice,
right?
All right. Jay did the little kid thing twice. So, no. The video for this is really strange because it's the most normal looking Busta Rhymes video you've ever seen in your life.
Mm.
It totally, totally bites the whole Def Jam 2000 aesthetic. It might as well be a Jay-Z video.
Mm.
Sad.
What about it bites the whole aesthetic? So what do you mean?
Watch it for a sec. Like when you watch it, there's nothing... It's literally like, it's almost hard to explain how much it just bites the aesthetic, but it literally kind of just really looks like he watched the video for Hard Knock Life and was like, I want that kind of look.
It's very possible because, never mind.
If you watch the video, you'll understand.
I've had that happen recently. Anyway.
I really tried to like the heist.
No, that's what we're not going
to
do.
I really tried to like back in 2000 when this came, I really like talked myself like, yeah, the heist. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. No, you know, because Ghost is in Supreme Clientele mode and.
Yep. Oh, that album is so good. I just have to say that.
Supreme Clientele?
Yes, it is.
I might like Iron Man more, but.
Of course you do.
Listen.
Of course you do. Listen. And that's no slander. That's cool.
I love Iron Man.
But Supreme Client, he's just different. He just left Earth Mighty. He just left Earth Almighty Healthy.
He's a different rapper.
He's a totally different rapper.
Anyway. Everybody likes the heist, though, I think.
Yeah, you bugging for
me. I know I am.
Like in this record.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else out of here that's really to talk
on
about.
This album afterwards?
So the Knots, the Knots being on Trip Out of Town is actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
No,
there's two things that we can talk. Oh, this Here We Go Again, really bad Just Blaze and Swiss Beats impersonation.
And actually How Much We Grew by DJ Shock, also just terrible, terrible Rough Riders throwaway beat.
Yeah, that record is bad. is Come On All My, is this the record I'm thinking of that's just really, really awkward?
Well, hold on. I kind of like that record. No, there's We Coming Through, which sounds like somebody bought like a cheesy, kind of quasi-racist Asian keyboard pack and then banged some pots and pans together for the snares.
Oh, God. Come on, Spotify. I got to hear this. I got to hear this. All right.
We Coming Through.
All right. Oh. Yeah. You know what made me like this record? He said Asian. Backstage made me like this beat because it played it just at the right time. I love the drums on this.
Yeah, they sound like a. Listen to them now.
All my one, two, line up, come through. I got my
He's banging upon band around.
Nah, that's hard. I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you
slow down. But I used to really like it.
Yeah, that record was hard. Hold on, what is Come On? Oh yeah.
Oh, I like this.
This is another all beat.
Yeah, all flow.
Absolutely nothing on this record.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know it's terrible on here.
Oh God. Oh God, help us.
Which one should we start with?
Let's just go ahead and start with it because it's right here in front of our faces.
Make noise.
Okay, part of me wants this record to be so bad that Lenny Kravitz has to sing on it, but Lenny's like, oh no.
I'm just playing a guitar riff at the end.
At the end, that's all I'm doing. And it might not even be, this might even be like a ghost guitar riff. And his brother like, Benny, his brother Benny Kravitz. His brother Benny played it.
Benny Kravitz. that enters. That's it. That's going in the lexicon right there.
No, that that record is bad. Busta Rhymes. Now, see, whenever Busta Rhymes would get an artist that you wouldn't quote unquote expect him to get, he would always have to shout it out and throw it in your face. Right. How many times did he say Janet Jackson's name on What's It Gonna Be? How many times did he say Ozzy Osbourne's name on the last album? This whole, all the ad-libs on this song, Busta Rhymes now, Lenny Kravitz now. Lenny Kravitz doesn't have a hip-hop name, so it doesn't sound right. Sounds like a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't sound like a rock star.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz, attorney at law.
Lenny and Benny.
Lenny and Benny. And they have and they take the picture of them like, they fold their arms.
Back to back.
And they go back to back, of course. Kravitz and Kravitz.
Kravitz and Kravitz Esquire. Yeah.
Kravitz. Only Kravitz and Kravitz and Kravitz.
See, Kravitz and Kravitz. If Lenny Kravitz were an actor, Kravitz and Kravitz, where like he's got the twin brother who's like the black sheep of the family. That's a total movie in the early 2000s.
Absolutely, Kravitz and Kravitz.
It's probably written by whoever Eddie Murphy had do the Nutty Professor movie.
And it was directed by
somebody who directed a music video.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what that guy. It's either directed by like Mick G.
Nah, before him.
Or it's directed by what's that guy's name? It's like Dave something.
Oh yeah. Dave LaChapelle.
Dave Myers.
Dave Myers.
He directed like every single pop video from like 97 to 2000.
Yeah, Kravitz and Kravitz, directed by Dave Myers.
Yep.
How did MTV not put money? They didn't know about Lenny and Benny. That's the problem.
Yeah. Hey, MTV, we're here. If you guys, you know, nostalgia's in, if you guys want to like run that back, we'll be more than happy to license that idea to you. Appreciate it. The rights on this episode are reserved by Clock Radio Speakers. And
we're going to have to start doing that. That's the beginning of every episode.
Yes, we are. We totally are.
Ready for War is not good either.
No, you're bugging.
No, see, here's the problem. Like, I like the sample, and I like 2000 era M.O.P., but it's produced by Busta, and he does not know what to do with the sample. But it's all right.
Nah, this record is dope.
It's not nearly as bad as Why We Die.
Listen.
Which is completely terrible.
Listen.
What is Pete Keller doing?
He's doing a Swiss impression.
Of Swiss Beats is all over this album.
Let me tell you something, Doc.
Yeah.
2000s, no. Armand, this record right here was like Gangsta's Paradise for me. Oh, DMX, Jay-Z, and Busta Rhymes on a Swiss beat?
Right.
What at the time I thought was a Swiss beat.
Well, everybody did.
Jay-Z is terrible on this.
Terrible.
He has no idea what to do.
No.
It's like the scene in... It's like what really happened... In the scene on Straight Outta Compton when Dre and Suge and everybody was in the studio. Like, you just tell Jay-Z, there's just like a bunch of goons, and Jay was just completely flustered and nervous and insecure and out of his element. And they like, go rap! And he's like, and he starts rapping about his daughter and all this other stuff. I like DMX on here. That's about it.
Overall, this album is not good.
No, it's good. It's
no,
okay.
No.
It's straight.
Listen. It's 22 tracks. There might be 3 decent songs in this entire album.
You're bugging. First off.
Which ones did we laughed at? Would you like to?
First off, hold on. I will say this, though. The funny part about this is that there's 22 songs and what? 2 skits? So these are like 20 solid songs. normally 22 songs would consist of like six skits.
Right.
These are like actual full songs.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Nah.
Just like salute three
guys. Salute the Gods is cool. Enjoy the Ride is dope. I like We Put It Down for Y'all.
No. I'm just saying no. You're not allowed to
Show
that.
Me What You Got is dope. The Heist is dope. Trip Out of Town is cool.
You can stop.
We Coming Through is dope. And Come On All My Niggas is cool. That's not bad.
Anyway. Let's keep it moving. What do we got for guest appearances in 2001?
Shoot. Should be a lot, right?
Let's see.
Oh, the Fallen. Oh, no. That's 2001. No,
we're
nothing.
2001.
Yeah,
oh, the Fallen remix with the with the Wild for the Night beat.
Yep.
Man.
I thought Alicia Keys sampled that. Of course she did. Of course she did. This is What It Is Part 2. What is that?
Oh, it's just the remix to What It Is, which we're about to talk about in this next album.
Okay.
What else is from 2001?
The We Thuggin' remix? Is that 2001 or 2002?
Oh, wait, that's 2001. Oh my God, We Thuggin'.
We Thuggin'. Oh, there's a Silk the Shocker and Busta Rhymes song?
You don't need to hear that. With somebody named Dub Pistols? That's 2002. We're going
to... Okay.
Oh, so Uncle Cracker. Oh, my God.
I was
going
to say, so we don't need to talk about Uncle Cracker
on the
Scooby-Doo soundtrack.
Boy, that's just...
Oh, I forgot about Figado. Figado.
Oh, God. Let's talk about Genesis.
All right, let's talk Genesis, because I have to play that Figado because it's just super 2002 hip hop. We'll talk about Genesis.
So what I remember is that I remember liking this more than Anarchy. Is that your recollection?
I did not hear this album until much later.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't hear this until later.
This album has some songs. Don't Even. All right. Hold on. Not a huge fan of Everybody Rise Again.
Not at all. You can't call it Everybody Rise Again.
Right. Sorry, Just Blaze.
Okay, never mind. I see where you're going. Okay, let's go.
However, I need a moment for As I Come Back.
Go right ahead. Take your moment.
The Neptunes occasionally could just get, like, they could find the right combination of things to make a beat sound almost, like, harder than you think a beat can sound.
Yeah.
As I Come Back is unreal.
Yeah.
What?
Absolutely.
It's funny because we've been talking about all these great Busta songs. This is like, if I'm making a list of like Busta songs I just love, As I Come Back is one of them.
Yeah, agreed.
And when the video, because that was the first half to the video for Break Your Neck, right?
Either that or I Know What You Want.
Mm.
It was one of those.
But no, As I Come Back is, the synth.
That no, I'm sorry. I know what you. Yeah, I Know What You Want's not even on this album. I'm sorry. Nope. I'm thinking ahead. So yeah, this should have been for whatever one
for
you said.
Break Your Neck.
Yeah, Break Your Neck. Yep.
Great song.
Yep.
All right. I never really loved Shut 'Em Down 2002.
That's one of my favorite Pete Rock beats.
Now I hear it and I'm like, oh right, this is good.
Yeah.
At the time, I was always like, nah.
Yeah, it might have been a little before its time. It wasn't quite the era for that.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was almost the nostalgia hadn't flipped around yet.
Not at all. It was only 10 years. That record wasn't even 10 years old.
It was too early.
Yeah, it's too early.
Right. I never really liked the beat on Genesis.
Yeah,
like this to me is a good example of like Busta picking Dilla beats that I'm like, really?
I heard that on the next album.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that.
I was like,
that.
Really? Okay. I didn't even know people picked those beats. Oh, fun fact.
Yeah.
I accidentally got the Genesis Revelation hook from this song.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Did not intend to.
As I'm walking around in the future.
Genesis.
Wow. Genesis.
Yeah. I did not mean to do that. I heard it, and it was just like embedded deep in my conscience. And when it came out and I went back and listened to this maybe some years later, I was like, oh, snap. That's where that was from.
Better Stay Up in Your House is dope, though.
It's very dope.
Yogi.
Very dope.
Shout out to Yogi.
Oh, yeah. Yogi's super underrated with production. Shout out to Crew. Just Another Case.
I was just going to say, talk about like records that are just perfect to me. Just yeah. Another Case is a perfect record.
Yeah. Just Another Case. I like Pronto too. That was another album that I always wanted to buy, but there yes. would always be more stuff that I wanted more, and I never got around to it.
No, Just Another Case is perfect.
Very dope.
That's just perfect 1997 right there. Yeah. Oh man, We Got What You Want. I used to love this record.
What is We Got What You Want? Hold on. Oh no. Oh, God no.
I used to love that record.
Oh God no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Used to love it. It's terrible though.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of like not so good Dr. Dre-esque beats, because this is,
well,
meh.
All right, Truck Volume is good though.
I don't remember Truck Volume either. Some of these records just kind of, no.
Yes.
No. No.
That's a great 2001 Dr. Dre beat.
No.
It's not the best, but I do like it.
I'm good.
All right. The original version of Pasta Gavassier?
Terrible.
Amazing song.
The original version?
Love this song. I know I'm the only person in the world who feels this way. Nobody repped for this song harder than I did. I tried to get everybody at college to like this song.
Really?
And no then, of course, way. When the remix came out, I was the guy who was like, well, you know.
Well, actually.
Well, actually, the original version is far superior. I was that guy. No. The original version of Pasta Gavassier? Oh, it's crazy. Knots is a fool for that beat.
Nah, the remix is low key.
Let's talk about the remix then.
It's iconic for me because that's peak Armand in the Club days.
It's also like, I mean, it's a great video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Pharrell just gives him a perfect hook.
Oh God, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Diddy's doing absolutely nothing on that song.
But Diddy's selling the record by being on it.
Right.
Because it just represents opulence.
Right.
And
right.
Who better represents opulence in hip hop than Puff Daddy?
Admit it. You drank Kavassier because of that record.
Yeah. Listen, I was never, I can count on one hand how many times I've had alcohol.
Okay. Let me explain to you the whiteness that was my life. The okay. whiteness that is my life. There was definitely a moment in college that sticks out in my head where we definitely literally had this record playing in someone's room. And we absolutely did. Pass around shots to Kavassier.
Oh my God.
They sold so many bottles of alcohol.
They
off
did.
That song.
They should. If Kavassier didn't cut them a check,
oh, they must have. It's in the video, like, you know.
Yeah, they had to have gotten some sort of license. Right. I mean, because I've seen hip hop do that time and again, you know, promote a brand, the brand gets big, and then the brand's like, thanks, see ya. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah, they yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about Break Your Neck.
Okay.
Break Your Neck was a dope record at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Great single for Busta.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how well it's aged.
It hasn't aged well at all.
But at the time, Dre and Storch could do no wrong.
Yep.
So.
Do you remember the remix with Eminem?
I don't.
Yeah, there's a remix with Eminem.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. It was on one of those like Green Lantern Shady Fields, I think.
Yeah.
Or Who Kid or something like that.
So now we get to a run, you know, then there's like a run of like fake Dre beats. There's Bounce, which is Mailman, Holla, which actually is a Dre beat. Never mind. See, the problem with Holla is that it tries to be Trick Please Part 3. It's like the same melody as Trick Please.
Trick Please.
I'm trying to keep this clean for the kids. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm good.
Right. There's like a whole run here. Wife-in-law, On Your Shoulders. I used to not like Make It Hurt.
Uh-huh.
But that record's kind of hard.
I don't remember that either.
Hold it's on. A weird Dilla beat.
Oh, God, no. This is no.
Let it no. go. Let it go. Let it go. Introduce y'all to the motherfucking new millennium bounce. Yeah, 2001. Hot shit, hot shit. That kind of works. Come on, bitches in the place. Come on, come on. Let's
get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. No.
No. I mean, Busta on it's terrible. motherfucker who just but the beat kind of works. Guess who just walked in?
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
How do you feel about What It Is?
I had a friend, one of my best friends, ran that record into the ground. He loved that record. He used to get a black. He'd freak a black. He had the car, so we were driving in his dad's. It was a Chevy Blazer. So that was the whip, and he would just play that song. He'd freestyle over it. Like, he just loved that record. I never liked that song.
I've had a whole cycle with that song. When it first came out, remember the Violator compilation?
Of course I do.
Right. I always liked the Nori beat. That Nori record was...
Which one?
Grimy.
Oh, God. That's Violator 2.
No, that's Violator 1.
Nah, that's Violator 2. Violator 1 was Hold Vibrant on. Thing.
Oh, right. No, I'm talking this era. Like, What It Is. Yeah, where's the Violator?
Violator 2. Now, I'm going to play another record that was on that project that I randomly had in my head the other day.
Okay.
And that's what made me stumble on Styles P and Pharrell Monster Life, because Spotify played it on their playlist. Now, I know you remember this record.
We'll see. Yes. I can't remember what record this is. I just know this.
Here's why they call me the ghost.
I used to love this song.
Listen.
Who produced that?
I don't know. Good question. Noriega and Styles, come through.
Noriega and Styles, come through. We're going to figure this out. That's a song I haven't heard that song in like a decade.
Yeah. But that used to that was on every mixtape.
Some dude named Self Service.
All right. Shout out to you.
Wow. If you're going to have, what do you have? Like one, if that dude's, I've never heard of that guy. So if that's his one beat, man.
Yeah. He kicked in the door.
Come Through is incredible.
Come Through is nuts. Yeah.
So this
this Violator 2 album has JoJo Pellegrino. Forgot all about him. He could rap though.
Ugh.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Baby. Anyway, the end of this Genesis album, like all Busta Rhymes albums, is not that good. There's one record. So Match Name with the Voice, you're thinking Just Blaze 2001. This should be great, right? And it's still not that good.
I used to like it back then. It didn't age well.
Did you hear You Ain't Effing With Me?
I probably did, but I just don't remember.
This beat, I mean, we have joked a lot about how Swiss Beats is just hitting random sounds on a keyboard. Uh-huh. Can you play
You Ain't Effing With Me? I absolutely can't.
Just wait.
Okay. Beep, beep, boop, boop.
What is going on this beat?
Turn the beat up just a little more for me. Then he just turned the beat up.
There's just random sounds. This song is terrible.
Yo, I for real could not breathe. Yo.
What in the world?
Oh my God. No, I didn't hear that. Oh. Wow. Wow. Okay. Yo, that was bad.
Wow.
I got a headache from laughing. God. Goodness gracious. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, we done with Genesis?
We're done with Genesis. Do you want to play Figaro? Because it's time for Figaro.
Oh, yeah. I got to pull it up.
Well, before we get this, so other records from 2002. Oh, Bad Boy for Life remix.
Whew. Oh, hard.
Wait a minute. Swiss Beats on Delay. Yeah.
Is Ghetto Stories on Spotify?
Oh, man.
I think it is. Let me pull it up. I was typing in and I accidentally put in Swiss Bears. Nah, they don't have it on here. Okay, let me pull up Andelay then.
Andelay is... I used to love that record.
I do not remember this record. Let's see. Come on. YouTube been acting crazy lately.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. What is going on in this song?
No.
I used to love that record.
No. But I did used to love this record, though. Come on, timing. Your timing sucks on YouTube. Ugh. This is so bad. I just want to hear. Oh, and he's in the video.
Figado remix. Oh, Holla Back Slam. I forgot about that Nori God's Favorite album.
I think we all did.
All right.
I ain't got to play Figado. It's cool.
Okay. So then we got to talk about It Ain't Safe No More real quick.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Real quick. Emphasis on real quick.
This album's pretty forgettable.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Okay. So let's see what works here. Again, another Dilla beat. It Ain't Safe No More. Not really a fan.
Yeah. So like this, I was like, because I had a lot of these Dilla beats on. This is around a time when like random Dilla beat tapes would just come out. They would just leak. And I'm like, oh, people pick these beats? And this is one of the beats where I was like, yo, somebody picked this? Really?
Right.
Not that it was a whack beat. I was just shocked.
You're like, somebody actually like paid money? Yeah. There's some goofy records on here. Like,
What do you do when you're branded?
What do you do when you're branded? Which...
I remember the original version. It was on a K Slate tape and it had like some TV theme song from the 60s.
Instead of... Wait, what do you think this has at the... Of course, that's exactly what this has at the beginning of it.
Yeah, but I mean, like Busta had to re-sing it because they probably couldn't clear
it. Oh, right. I mean, Busta singing, it's even funnier. Call the Ambulance is kind of... I remember it being a pretty underwhelming Neptunes record.
I used to like it.
It's better than I remember, but it's still not there.
Yeah, nah. It's,
Another Dilla beat that's weird is What Up?
Yeah, what's What Up? Oh, he picked this, really? And then he didn't even take out the, like, the Dilla don't rap over this drops.
Right.
Like, okay. All right.
Should we talk about Make It Clap?
No. If we're going to talk about Make It Clap, we can only talk about the remix.
Right. So when I first got this point in the album, I was all ready for the hilarity. And I'm like, wait a minute. He's not on the original?
Yeah, I forgot that was the remix.
Let's talk about Sean DePaul.
Oh, God.
That Make It Clap video.
Oh, I don't even remember it.
It is pure 2002. Like, it is, if you think 2002 in your head, that is exactly what you should think of.
Like, white velour suits and Air Force Ones and do-rags and headbands and stuff like that.
It's a terrible song.
It is.
Here's what's amazing to me. I didn't realize that Rick Rock produced this.
Oh, God. Why?
Rick Rock had like a little, he had a little moment in the early 2000s.
He did. That Changed the Game did a lot for him, even though
that's he also did, what was the record for Fab?
Can't Deny It.
Yeah, Can't Deny It.
He did do Can't Deny It.
Yeah, and then.
That's all I need to hear. If I could get that on a continuous loop for 4 minutes, that's all I need to hear.
Oh, wow. Rick Rock also produced Breathe, Stretch, Shake.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, that's a total Rick Rock beat.
Make a Clap is terrible.
It's horrible. And yeah, my same friend who liked What It Is used to run this into the ground.
Here's the problem. Here's the biggest, most scandalous thing I can admit. Like, honestly, though, if I was like out drinking with or having a drink with some people and some of those actual... A couple of those Sean Paul records came on, I probably wouldn't be mad at them.
Oh, I totally would. You should have came with me. I was at one of my spots. There's an arcade downtown that just plays random 2001 to 2004, like hip hop that white people know and can identify with. So a lot of Nelly, a lot of T-Pain, a lot of Sean DePaul, and they played this record. And I just was like, I've never looked up at the speakers in the ceiling before. Like, I don't do that, but I looked up like, really? No, I don't want to hear Get Busy. I don't want to hear none of those records.
Yeah, though, Get Busy. No, I could be okay with Get Busy.
I'll say this, though. Somewhere in the atmosphere, somewhere in this big, bright universe,
yeah,
there is an Armand Wake Up freestyle over Get Busy. I have no idea where it is. I'm going to Colorado next month, and I'm going to try and find some of my mixtapes that have been dissipated because I have friends who kept all my stuff that I don't have, and it exists. I know.
Get Busy. I don't think I even have that, do I?
Probably not. That's very early. That's probably Soul Volume 4. Because I think you and I started working together Yeah, that might be 3 or 4. I think you and I didn't start working together until 5.
See, the reason why I could never run for political office is because somebody out there has a copy of Soul Volume 4.
Which your Nothing But a G thing drop on it?
I don't even... Oh, God. I forgot about that.
DOC. Yeah, no one could do it better.
The guilt is washing over me right as we speak here.
Be cleansed, my brother.
Be cleansed. So Take It Off Part 2. I actually like that record. Mara Wines beat's kind of hard, surprisingly. But there's a lot of bad stuff on the second half of this album.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play any of these records.
Here's what's crazy. There's a lot of like Neptune's ripoffs on this album.
I mean, this is peak Pharrell, so Pharrell's probably like, yeah, you're my man, but I'm charging 6 figures per beat.
Right, Strutting Like a G.O.D. is a total Neptune's ripoff. Let's see. Tasted is a total Neptune's ripoff. I love that there's a record on here called Hey Ladies. It's exactly as bad as you think it is.
So, is there a good Hey Ladies song? don't even say the Cameron record because that wasn't good.
No. If your record's called Hey Ladies, you're behind like from the get-go.
Now, I've noticed that there is no such thing as a whack song called Please Don't Go.
So what's the list of good songs called Please Don't Go here?
Boys to Men,
okay,
off the first album. Immature has a song called Please Don't Go.
You know why? It's because people like it because it's almost always a guy singing that song.
Yeah, of course.
Right. People like it.
Gonna say Please Don't Go.
Right. God, people like it when men are begging.
I mean, begging R&B is kind of dope.
Right.
It is dope. What was the other one? I forget. Oh, Tank had a record called Please Don't Go. And New Kids on the Block has a record called Please Don't Go. That's fire.
Listen, we're not about to get into New Kids on the Block on this show. I have limits. We should talk about the Mariah Carey record, and then we can be done with this album.
All right, let's do it. You can talk about it. I'm good.
I didn't know Rick Rock produced this either. Man, He really got a lot of money out of Busta Rhymes.
You said it like it was like a swindle.
Like he extorted him. I do not particularly like this record.
I don't never like this record.
It did well.
I do like your remix.
What are you talking about?
Do you have a remix?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right. You don't have a remix.
I do not have a remix to this.
Okay, all right.
Ugh. The struggle is so real. Actually, there's a song in here called The Struggle Will Be Lost.
I was just about to drink some water, yo. You just messed me.
You know what's actually really the oddest? One of the oddest songs on here has got to be the fact that there's a song by True Master on here. And Busta sounds like 96 Busta on it. Till It's Gone is the weirdest song on this album.
I don't remember that.
You don't need to listen to it. It's not like a good 96 Busta song, okay, but like it's totally out of place.
I mean, this is 2002?
Yes.
Wasn't True Master? True Master was kind of bubbling on the underground in 02, right?
Was he?
I don't know.
This is right after Iron Flag. I mean.
Oh, no. Never mind.
See?
Never mind. I must be thinking of like 99, 2000.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So after this, and he does a ton of guest appearances. And we might skim through some of them, but then we should end with Big Bang.
Yes.
God, so
yes. I don't want to go after that.
So some highlights, guest appearances, because he was in prime Busta Rhymes guest appearance mode in 03.
Yeah.
Okay. The Luma Deem remix.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Listen, I love that remix.
Oh, God.
You can't tell me anything about that remix. That remix is college. Summertime college.
Yeah. I get it. Excuse me. I get you that.
Joe Budden Fire.
He killed that.
Oh, Neptune's Light Your Ass on Fire. What a weird song.
Yes, I was never a fan of that song.
I mean, I stand for the Neptunes, but, you know.
Nah.
Oh, Obie Trice O.
Oh, wow. That Cheers album, I remember it having some joints.
It's got some beats.
Yeah.
Yo, do you remember the Chingy, Fat Joe, Nick Cannon, Busta Rhymes, Shorty?
Of course I do. Because Just Blaze did the beat, and this is like peak Just Blaze.
Right,
see, this
right.
is the thing about Just Blaze that we don't talk about.
Right.
So when we talk about Just Blaze, we always talk about, like, you know, PSA, The Incredible,
sure.
What We Do. Just Blaze was churning out these really bad, similar pop records mm-hmm. in the early 2000s as well. And this is like peak bad Just Blaze R&B pop single. This was not good.
What's the record called Keeps... Oh, Fat Joe and Ray J, Keep Sweating.
I don't remember that.
I don't know when that just popped in my head, but when you talked about those 2004, 2005 era pop song, that popped in my head immediately.
I don't remember that at all.
I used to...
Fat Joe and who?
Ray J.
Fat Joe and Ray J on a Just Blaze
No,
beat?
It's not Just Blaze, but it's that same kind of beat.
Oh, the...
play it. You'll hear it.
Okay. All right. Jesus. Hold on. You still ain't heard that Fat Joe record yet, have you?
What Fat Joe record?
The new one with Remy.
No.
It's not bad, man.
That's what I hear.
It's not bad. All right, here we go. God, this sounds bad.
I used to love this record, and I can't explain
you
why.
You used to like this?
Yes.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I like the beat for some reason.
Yo, you hooked up with a girl at this record.
I did not.
You had to have. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Dark Child did this?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's another guy. If you ever get on Clock Radio Speakers, it's the single light in the dark room. You got a lot of questions for Dark Child.
Because Dark Child is so heralded. I would love to... I think I'm going to go on Spotify and make a playlist of Dark Child records. Because I feel like he has a lot, but he also has a lot of trash.
Right. Other records between albums of the infamous Suicide Bounce with Nas.
Please go back and listen to our Nas retrospective for that part alone.
We pretty much lose it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Can I play that again? I know we're running extremely behind. It's getting late.
We're running long.
We're running very, very long.
I'm leaving for the airport in like 7 hours.
All right. I got you.
What else is notable? Oh, High Tech Music for Life. That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on to Big Bang.
Okay.
So Busta was gone for a bit. A little bit of label drama.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back 2006. Signed to Aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
That
stupid beat stuck in my head. Thanks, Doc.
Bum 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 bum.
No, not bum bum bum.
This was like a comeback record for him.
It absolutely was.
was
he on that Aftermath XXL cover?
Oh, he must have been, right?
Yeah.
Hold on. That Aftermath XXL cover is... Yes, he's on the Aftermath XXL cover. Because it was Eve, Busta, Dre, and The Game.
Oh, The Game. No Rakim.
Nope.
It's a little further down or a little bit later down the line. Okay, got you.
Going looking at old XXL covers is fantastic.
I'm doing that. I wonder, there has to be a website or a Tumblr or something with old magazine covers. There has to be. And if there isn't one, somebody needs to make one.
Right.
There's really tubas on that record.
They still make XXL?
Yeah. Yeah, the freshman list should be out a couple weeks.
Wow.
For people to get fake upset on social... Listen, I'm just letting y'all know right now, mm-hmm. do not ask us about the freshman list. We don't care. We have not cared for quite some time.
Mm.
Who was on last year? Somebody tell me who was on last year's freshman list.
Mm.
hit up at CRS Podcast without Googling and tell me who was on that list.
I hope there's somebody out there who's like, oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, right. It was Rich Homie Quan, and it was like, man, shut up.
Rich Homie Quan. All right. Let's talk about this album because there are there's some dope records here.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about Get You Some?
Absolutely, we can.
This is one of the best Dre beats of the 2000s.
Yes, it is.
These drums.
Yep.
This mix is impeccable.
Yep.
If you need to test speakers, this is a fantastic song to do it to.
Yep.
I love this record.
Yep. Dope record. And I stand for Marsha. And I stand for Marsha, but I also stand for Marsha and Dr. Dre.
Mm. So to you, this is like what could have been.
Yeah, she has a mixtape with Focus, one of Dre's old producers, that pretty much will tell you what a whole Marsha Ambrosius on Aftermath project would have sounded like. It would have been dope, but I don't know. I haven't heard Marsha in a while because I can't listen to her right now.
So Get You Some is incredible.
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about Touch It Now?
Terrible.
Oh,
it's terrible now. Now back then. This record was silly. And the remix?
The remix was ridiculous. We give Swiss a lot of slander. But...
Turn it up.
This beat... The energy, man. I just...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, his stuff, doesn't always age well.
Yeah, I agree.
But the energy... Unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree.
I used to love How We Do It Over Here.
Nah, it's too much going on this record. You like Keep Sweating, so I can see why you like that. This sounds like a cleaner version of Keep Sweating.
I can't. Listen, we all have records that we can't explain. That's one of them.
Sure. Rock out.
I cannot explain. But no, I don't know. I used to really like How We Do It Over Here. I heard it today, and I was like, really? My actual first thought, I was like, Dr. Dre didn't produce this.
Wait a minute.
Who thinks that sounds like a Dr. Dre beat? There's no pianos.
Right.
Isn't that a requirement?
Oh, that was foul. That was
super foul. Too soon?
Too soon. Remember Compton?
What?
I'm a big fan of New York-ish.
Yeah.
I love that loop.
I didn't like it at the time, actually. Mm. I thought it was overrated.
Mm.
I thought it was one of those things that New York like snatched onto and they were like, yeah.
Because this is peak Bring New York Back.
Which is amazing because this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This album is 10 years old.
Jesus.
They've been bringing New York back for over a decade.
Well over a decade. We're approaching. I think Bring New York Back started in maybe 2002.
Did it really?
2003. Yeah, it started a while.
So what? They cleared through Blueprint and they got scared.
Well, I mean, like the South really started popping in 2004.
I still maintain the defining moment for me when New York realized they were in trouble is when they didn't need a cosign, when they just wholeheartedly embraced T.I.'s What You Know.
Oh, it was too late by then.
But to me, like up until then, even still, there would always be like the cosign or like.
So it was like when T.I. used to do the records with Dipset.
Yeah, there was always a little bit of that. But New York radio, Northeast radio clamped on to What You Know. They were like, oh, this is ours.
Listen.
That's an incredible song.
What You Know is a perfect song.
Is that T.I.'s best record?
Oh, far and away.
Okay.
Far and away. Right. And I'm a big T.I. fan.
Right. It's a perfect song.
Yeah.
The clean hook with the explicit verses, perfect.
I'm just cool with the clean version. Okay. You could probably get on Apple Music.
Mm, right.
Because that's the one thing about Apple Music that I like. It's very easy to find clean versions. So, or much easier to find clean versions than on Spotify.
How do you feel about Been Through the Storm?
I used to like this song
I used to love it.
Yeah. Nah, it didn't really age that well.
Yeah, now it just sounds like a regular, it's a Dr. Dre beat from the 2000s. I mean, Sean Money did it with Dre's help, but I mean, it's a Dre beat.
Mm-hmm.
In the Ghetto is not that good.
It's In the Ghetto has always been terrible.
Yeah, I never liked it.
Yeah, nope.
But Cocaina.
Nope. I remember you liking this. I remember us having a conversation about this song when it came out.
It's a great beat.
Nah.
Fantastic, simple. I like Busta on it. That beat totally works.
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
How about You Can't Hold the Torch?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Doesn't really work for me.
I like it a lot. The hook is cool, but I really like... I just like Q-Tip and Busta Rhymes together for whatever reason. They don't have like definitive dope records or whatever, but I mean, just like them together.
I mean, aside from Oh My God or Scenario or...
Well, not Tribe and Busta Rhymes, Q-Tip and Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
There is a difference.
Okay. All right. Goldmine is not good.
I used to like Goldmine. That's the Raekwon record,
yeah,
right?
I never liked it. Like Ray on Dre beats, I was never in.
Wasn't he on Aftermath for like 15 minutes?
I thought you were going to say 15 years because it felt that long. Yeah, he was on Aftermath for a minute. I mean, didn't that album come out on Aftermath? The Cuban Links 2? It definitely has Dre beats on it.
No, it didn't. Nope.
You're right. It came out on EMI.
I'll say this is like Wu-Tang Records or something like that. Wu-Tang Records.
But no, I mean, like they had records like Catalina and...
Yeah. Nah.
That side album had 22 songs?
It sure did.
Oh my.
Yeah. I never got around to listening to that. And then when I finally did, I was like, meh.
I don't want to re-listen to it. I just don't. I'm not going to like it.
I get it. I get it.
When it came out, I was excited. Because there were some records on it.
Like what? House of Flying Daggers?
Yeah.
Was New Wu on that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, New Wu was hard.
Surgical Gloves, the Alchemist joint. There's definitely some records, but I have a feeling if I actually, went back and listened again, I'd be like, nah.
Yeah. And you don't want to taint the legacy.
It already tainted the legacy by putting out a sequel, but
Gotcha.
I Love My Chick.
Oh, it's terrible.
Will I Am, listen.
Listen.
Will I Am is
getting hands and feet for you.
He's getting the single light in a dark room treatment.
I feel like if we in what universe could we incorporate like consistent Will I Am? Can we do a Will I Am retro? Can we do a Black Eyed Peas retro?
I mean,
is this just some way we can incorporate him?
Here's what's gonna happen. I'm not gonna talk for 2 hours. Like it's gonna be dead air.
You don't want to talk about Joints and Jam? I used to like that record.
Never liked that record.
Or the BEP Empire, the Primo record?
Overrated.
Of course. God, you said that in such a staunchy Primo fan, right? Overrated.
Listen. Like any Primo fan, there are A-grade Primo. I recognize there are grades of Primo beats. BEP Empire is easily in the C's.
I got to hear it again.
No. Don't Get Carried Away. No.
I used to like that record a lot.
It has not aged well at all. It's right out of the... I mean, it feels like a leftover G-Unit beat to me.
It does, yeah.
Nas is fine on it, but now...
Yeah.
They're Out to Get Me is not that good.
Nope.
That Timbo record would Get Down. Nope.
And the reason why we were upset about that, honestly, is because around that time is when that video came out. So we thought that was going to be that record.
Right.
And it wasn't.
Right, because that would have been hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been really interesting. We still believed in Timbo.
Right, we believed in Timbo. But like as funny as that video is, people liked that record.
Sure.
That they put together. People like were genuinely interested in it.
Right. Oh, man. Legend of the Fall-Offs.
I used to really like this record. Just the idea of it. A beat out of somebody digging a grave, I thought at the time was like, yo.
Aftermath consistently had some, in like the 05, 06, there were some weird records.
Okay, name some.
What's the record with Game crying?
Oh, Start From Scratch.
Between that and Legend of the Fall-Offs, I'm sitting there going, what is happening in Dre's studio?
He said, what's the record where Game's crying? Yeah, that was. I mean, shoot, Kendrick does it now when people call it genius.
Listen.
Hey. And I'm a big Kendrick fan as anybody. I don't like when he does that.
I really like Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is... You know me. I have... as soon as too many people jump on the bandwagon, I'm looking for ways to get off the bandwagon.
So yeah, we're staunching. We can be snobby about certain
things. You know who I'm like that right now that's not hip-hop?
Who?
Steph Curry.
Oh, wow. Really?
Like, there, people are on him a little too much. Like, that man breathe.
I totally agree with that. Him, his family, the season, everything is just is like Steph overload. And it's like, relax.
At the very least, like, I mean, the last time this happened in basketball was how the media was treating the Thunder in like 2010, 2011.
Was this the first year? Was this when they got to the finals? Yeah. Lost to Miami?
And this drove me crazy because I'm sitting there like tearing my hair out. Look, like they haven't won anything.
Yeah.
At least the Warriors have won.
That's right.
And they're mostly going to win. But like the media will find these things and then it's just like overload.
They'll clamp onto it until you believe it.
And there's a little bit of that coming with Kendrick. Like you and I, you know, we talked about the Kendrick album last week. The Kendrick Project, whatever. It, you know, it's exactly what it says on the tin. It's untitled, unmastered. It's stuff that he had. He put it out there for the fans. Like, we don't need to pretend like it's the second coming.
Absolutely. It was a collection of songs.
Right.
There's no theme. There's no
people. And people are like, you know, doing backflips to try to like figure out how to write the coolest angle on it. And I'm like, here's the angle. It's leftovers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Easy, buddy. Easy.
So this album starts off strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you're gonna be shocked that a Busta Rhymes album does not finish strong, but it doesn't finish that well.
I am shocked.
But the first half of this is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we said we weren't gonna talk about Back on My BS because frankly there's nothing really good on it. But I do have to. What we sort of teased this retro with was you watching the video to A-Rab Money.
Yeah.
They really tried a lot. The one thing I want to end with. So after Big Bang, which does pretty well for him actually, sells well. He goes through all this effort to try to get an album out on Aftermath, which would have come out as early as 2007. It was going to be called Blessed, and then they changed the name, and then he got dropped from Aftermath, and there was a bunch of records that were supposed to come out but didn't. I mean, mm-hmm. there were even videos for some of these records.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Touch Me, Throw the Water on Him.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Which is really good.
Yeah.
And the fact that I can't believe that didn't like work. I have no idea. I'm guessing like Aftermath just owns the rights to that and is like, nah. He made a terrible song with Linkin Park called We Made It.
Yeah.
A lot of Mike Shinoda on that. Mike Shinoda.
Yeah.
And then there's a record that was supposed to be on it as well, produced by Bangladesh called I Got Bass that I love.
Okay.
Do you remember that? You remember that record?
No.
You should play it real quick. And then we'll finish real quick.
All right. What is it called?
Busta Rhymes, I Got Bass.
All right. Hold on.
I'm sure people love. It's like, let's listen to Armand Google things.
Here we go. I need a new phone really, really bad. All right, here we go.
Hey, yo, I got that flip mode right here. Hey, yo, you need to hit this, bro.
Don't worry. The actual beat's totally different.
Hey, take a toe off this flip mode shit. Damn, this shit crazy.
It's so good to have you back. To provide us all that bass, especially after you finish cooking that bass.
I used to love that. Here's the problem. That kind of sounds like a bunch of bees were trapped in the studio.
Yes, it does. I was going to say, it reminds me, does anybody remember that Lil Wayne and Pharrell record? I think it was called Smackdown or something like that.
No.
It was like when the leaks were, I'm sorry. I think it was called, was it called? Hold on. Now there's a record called Yes and there's a record called Smackdown. I don't remember which was which. But there's, yeah, it reminds me of this.
All right. Yeah. So Busta tried to get a bunch of stuff out, and then eventually he gets A-Rab Money to pop as a single.
Oh, God. If somebody can find me the video, because I can't find it, when they're in Dubai, and it is a bunch of Middle Eastern gentlemen with, you know, traditional Middle Eastern garbs, and they're doing the A-Rab Money dance with DJ Khaled in front of, like, a fleet of what was the popping car, like an Escalade or something like that?
Oh yeah.
Please send it to @CRSPodcast on Twitter.
So not only did they have all those other songs that they put out that they tried to get that didn't make the album, then they really tried with Respect My Conglomerate. They really tried. A-Rab Money is terrible. And for me, like, that's kind of the end of Busta Rhymes as I choose to remember Busta Rhymes.
I agree. Yeah, Busta Rhymes' album ends with, or Busta Rhymes' career ends with Legend of the Fall Offs to me, ironically.
So we talked about a lot of Busta.
Yeah.
So when is your opinion of him different than when you went into this, or is it about what you expected?
I think that my opinion is different on him culturally. I think he did a lot because we didn't even get into Bushy.
Bushy.
We didn't get this. He was one of the first guys with a clothing line. He had the clothing line. His videos.
Yeah, we sort of glossed over the videos. I'm gonna interrupt just to say, like,
sure,
Busta Rhymes without MTV would be a totally different artist. And he's an example of a case where sometimes it's more than just the music.
Yep.
Right? And the videos totally worked and it made him a star.
Yep.
And his videos were incredibly influential. Incredibly iconic. So yeah, you can't discount the videos. You can't just say, oh, it was a good video. Like, that stuff matters.
Yep.
So you were saying?
No. You summarize it. You know I can be long-winded sometimes. So no, you wrapped it up.
For me, what this was proof of is I just completely forgot how many singles he had.
Yeah.
I mean, even on Big Bang, right? Yeah. Touch It, New York-ish. Those are big singles.
Yeah. And I think that wasn't I Love My Chick. That was
He tried. I mean,
it blew a little bit, right?
Right. It Ain't Safe No More. Listen, it's cheesy because it's 2002, but, you know, I Know What You Want and Make It Clap remix. Those were huge.
Yeah. Especially
right.
Know What You Want.
Yep. Pascal Vassier Part 2. Huge. Like, never mind the record, the singles early in his career. So, like, when we do these retros, I often think about, like, how do rappers adapt to different eras? And, you know, nowadays, Busta, you know, when he's rapping, he's over these kind of trap beats, and it's a little too easy for him to go into Buddha 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 mood.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Look At Me Now, son. How dare we do a Busta Rhymes retro and not talk about the original clock radio speaker slander that is Butter Butter Butter.
Would you like to
listen? Okay. So I'll never forget this. This is in the early days of Twitter. So this is when Twitter was absolutely reckless. Go back to my tweets from 2010, 2011. I'm probably going to get in trouble. So it was, I believe it was the BET Awards. Chris Brown, Look At Me Now is the hottest single in the streets. So He's bringing Busta Rhymes out as a surprise. He did it at Summer Jam. He did it a couple other places. I think he did it at MTV Awards or something like that. Busta comes out with Spliff Star. And he never quite gets his footing lyrically. But for whatever reason, it's okay because nobody knows what he's saying anyway.
Mm.
So I gotta go and I gotta get in and I gotta do it. And he's like, butter, 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 butter. He literally says butter, butter, butter. If somebody can find me that video, cause I wanted to watch it a few months ago cause I was in a jokey mood and I couldn't find it. Somebody can find that video for me and send it to me. Yeah. The original slander. That was when Busta Rhymes, there's also a point in Busta Rhymes' career where he's really like grasping. And he was jumping on every single remix. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I remember it got really bad. He jumped on the Laffy Taffy remix.
Duh.
Now, I have no Fabo slander because I feel like Fabo was one of those rappers that a lot of rappers were inspired by. But Laffy Taffy is one of the worst songs in music history, not just hip hop. And Busta Rhymes got on it and did his butter, butter, butter over that too.
It got bad.
It got really, really bad for him. So yeah, Busta Rhymes' career totally ends with Big Bang.
Yeah, for me, it's just, I think he's underrated in a sense. He's been around so long because, like, I was talking a little bit about how, like, rappers adapt to different eras. And, you know, really, he spans from early 90s, like rapping on stuff with Tribe. And yeah, he had some ups and downs, but I mean, he had a solid 15 years before he really kind of cratered, right?
Yeah.
and there's a lot of different sounds and styles that he did, and he kind of, you know, he adapted relatively well to some of the stuff. I mean, to think of like the tempos and different things that he's able to rap on, like he kind of survived. And you know, he doesn't have a classic album to his name, and I think that because you and I rate, we care about albums so much, I think we kind of underlook how important singles can be. And like, his single consistency is amazing.
Yeah, agreed.
So all that to say, I walked out of this, you know, this experience of re-listening to all of his old stuff, just thinking to myself, man, Busta had hits, lot of hits.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to say. Just, yeah. Okay. We know he does not have a classic album. This will be the last question we can wrap.
Okay.
He does not have a classic album. Right. Is it safe to say that?
Correct.
Does he have a definitive project?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, I don't think so. I think his albums are actually, they're not all totally different. Like, there's definitely, you can see sort of as the trends change, like where he's going, but they are all actually, I mean, there's definitely a relationship between ELE and Anarchy, mm-hmm. like sonically, but mm-hmm. when Disaster Strikes, ELE, Genesis, mm-hmm. Big Bang, these albums are all very different.
Right.
So I would say, I think it really depends on how old you are.
Ah, good point.
Mm-hmm. And like where you kind of come in on the Busta Rhymes fan experience, you know?
That's very true.
I don't know if he has a, I mean, that, like, because if you think of Busta as a singles guy and not like, what would you consider his definitive single?
Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See.
Because that's when you came in on Busta, really.
Well,
I mean, you liked Wuha, but like for you, that was the thing, right? But like,
well, I mean, not even, I'm stepping out of like Armand the consumer, Armand the fan, but I'm thinking, because my answer to that question is ELE. Because to me, that's peak Busta. I think what's it going to be is his biggest single, right?
Probably, yes.
So to me, whenever you have conversations about people, there's albums that Revision helps. And I think Revision helps ELE, because when most people talk about Busta Rhymes, they immediately say, yo, ELE was crazy. And it was good.
Right, but it wasn't great.
And I think that's what makes it definitive, is because the general consensus is that, yo, ELE is fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying? The rest of his albums, people really don't have an opinion on. But I think everybody has an opinion on ELE, and it's mostly positive.
Okay.
So.
Anything else you want to talk about this week?
No, we were going to talk about Christian Gray's The Glory album this week. We will do that when Doc gets back.
Yes, sir.
We'll knock that out. So for those of you who were looking forward to that, we got y'all in 2 weeks. In the meantime, go back to clockradiospeakers.com or fourthdistrict.com and catch up on some of our old episodes. Go back and listen to episodes from like a month and a half ago, just to sort of see Clockstradamus at work, stuff that we talk about, and then it sort of like unfolds, which is oddly hilarious. And in the meantime, we'll see y'all in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks.